Blog Talk Radio. Well, hello, Rapture-centric family. Michelle here. Hopefully everyone is having a very good day on this 31st of July. Wow, I can't believe July is almost over with. Time is flying, and I am getting super excited to see our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I cannot wait until that day I can see him face to face. So, welcome everyone who's listening, whether on the phone or in the chat room. Welcome. I'd like to welcome, the chat room. We have Carol, we have Judy, Deborah, three guests, Jason, Nick, Alana, Rosemary, Jerry, and Tana. Welcome. Glad everyone is with us. As this show is about Jesus, he is our pastor, and we are here to glorify him. So, and we are just so excited to, can't wait to be with him. So, yes, let's get this service started. We love you, Lord. Can't wait to see you, Lord. We are just, we just want to honor you with our actions and our thoughts until you come, Lord. We just want to rejoice in you every day, Lord, and we can't wait to see you, and we are just super excited to finally see you and just take control of this service, Lord, since this is your service. Take control, Jesus, of this service. We'll share whatever you put on their hearts to share, and just take control, Jesus, and we love you, Lord. We can't wait for you to come, Lord. And thank you so much for all the blessings you have given us and all the earthly blessings even, but we can't wait for heavenly blessings. So come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Lately I've been, of course, I like to sit there and contemplate this, trying to figure out when we are leaving. So I think about maybe a week ago or so, I had this dream. Well, first of all, back in April, the Lord gave me a word saying that it will occur on the 4th. And I was asking him, what will occur on the 4th? Or I said, the translation, and he said, yes. So anyway, with that in mind, I had a dream not too long ago where in my dream I had the date of the rapture and the translation figured out. In my dream, I was excited because it correlated with being on the 4th. So, yeah, and then I had that dream, and so now I'm just all excited because, yeah, and I was people are saying the 4th of Av. Actually, today is the 4th of Av, the 31st of July on our calendar, but on the Hebrew calendar, it's actually the 4th of Av. So, yeah, today is definitely a good possibility. But also I was thinking the 4th of August is definitely a good possibility as well, since it's near the 9th of Av, which is on August 5th. So, and let's see. Judy was saying that John's birthday is on the 3rd of August, and if it weren't for God falling on little John, we wouldn't even have this RCC group. So definitely possible that we could get raptured on John's birthday. So, and then with the Lord giving me the 4th, well, maybe part of the world might be in the 3rd, and then the other half might be in the 4th. So that would make sense. And also, Roman kept on getting the 21st. So if you take the Julian of the 21st, let's see, you end up on August 3rd. So that would make sense. So August 3rd would be, July 21st on the Julian calendar. So, yeah, definitely a lot of exciting dates. So that's my guess as far as our translation date, the 3rd/4th. So, and God fell on John on November 19th, and we're coming up on the 9-month anniversary of that. So on August 19th, it'll be 9 months. So And you know how 9 months is compared to a woman in labor. So maybe God falling on little John is like the beginning of the pregnancy, and so the end of the pregnancy may be sometime near the 19th. So, and which brings me to my next date. I've been sitting here wondering about around the time of August 17th or so, if I can remember all my revelations here. Actually, first I counted backwards from Rosh Hashanah 40 days, which ends up around, August 16th or so, August 16th, 17th. So, and I remember people getting 40 days for when we asked the time between the translation and the rapture. Some people actually, some people got about a week or 2 weeks, but then some people got 40 days. So I'm kind of wondering if something is going to happen 40 days before perhaps Rosh Hashanah, because a lot of people are convinced something's going to happen on Rosh Hashanah. So I don't know. I'm still trying to figure that out. Maybe there's like a separate rapture of the Jews on Rosh Hashanah, therefore fulfilling that feast date. I don't know. I'm just guessing on this. But then maybe the worldwide rapture may happen on the 16th, 17th of August, 40 days prior to that. So who knows, my guess. Also, let's see. Oh, yeah. Aaron from Sparrow's Barn was given a dream about a 50-day countdown, and this countdown of hers began on June 29th, and so 50 days from that would be about August 18th. So that's, again, around that time frame. And let's see. A lot of people thought July 28th was the true Pentecost. Well, if you take 21 days past that, you would end up around the 18th or the 17th or so. So, and I definitely feel like the Lord, 21 is a key number here, because also, you know how we were talking about the 17th of Tammuz, which began on that feast, or the mourning period, I should say, began on July 15th. Well, it ends on August 5th, so that's 3 weeks, which would be 21 days. And also, I was sitting here thinking of everything everyone's, what we've gone through so far. And I remember it was February 11th when God first told, well, actually it was Christmas Day when God told John that it was today. But then it was February 11th when he again said, believe it's today. If you wake up here tomorrow, then believe it's today. Well, I remember 3 weeks prior to that, he started saying it's probably today to him. So I counted on my calendar 3 weeks prior to that. And that just happened to fall on January 21st. So there's that 21 again. And then 3 weeks, well, that'd be 21 days. So there's that 21 again. And then also our miracle show where it was first announced that we would be translated before the worldwide rapture happened on 21st. So there's definitely this thing about the number 21. So I feel like the number 21 is significant. And actually the 17th of August on the Hebrew calendar is the 21st of Av. So there's 21 again. And let's see, and also I was looking about the first fruits, which we would be the first fruits, and which correlates with the barley harvest, which I saw on a video. Someone thought that the barley harvest happens in August, so that would correlate. And so anyway, I read where the first fruits has to happen at the beginning of the week. And then somewhere, I forgot where, but I read where it also occurred on the 17th. So it just so happens that the 17th of August occurs on a Sunday, which is the beginning of the week. So definitely something to think about. I'm trying to think if that's all. I've been doing all this analyzing, so it's hard to remember everything, but definitely I'm just super excited. We are out of here anytime now, so woohoo! I'm excited. So with that, I am going to start unmuting people. First, we'll start with 317. Hello? 317, are you on?
Oh, I'm unmuted. Hi, Michelle, it's Jerry.
Hi.
I had myself muted, sorry.
Oh, okay. Let's see, and then looks like Tana and Keith, 818.
Hello.
Hi, Tana.
Hi.
Hi, love you all.
Love you.
I love you, Jesus. We're going home. Oh, also, so 9th of Av is August 5th, obviously, and that's a Tuesday, and I heard that's the day when, in Jewish tradition, people get married on Tuesdays. So.
Oh, yeah, I heard that, too. Let's see, and then we have 914, and we have Pat.
Yo, 914.
Hi, honey.
Hi, Mama Pat.
Hi.
Hi, sweeties. How you doing?
Good.
Love thanks. You all.
Love you, too. Hi, JoJo. Love you, Joe.
Hi.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, sweetie.
Hi, Sheriff.
Hi, guys.
Keith,
everybody.
Are you
love
there?
You all.
Are you the other
hey.
818?
Hey, Keith.
Hi,
love
Keith.
You.
Hey, Keith. Hi, Pat. Hey, Tana.
Okay. Hi, sweeties.
Hey, everybody.
All of you guys.
We're all going to agree that Tana gets her role. She has an audition today, so we agree that Tana is Rita Walker. She got that, and she will get that role in Jesus' name. Right, Rita?
Right, Rita Walker. Yes.
Who's the Storm Angel? Okay.
Yeah,
all
we
right.
agree. In Jesus' name.
Well, good
Tana
luck, Tana.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh.
I was telling Keith's brother Ken, I'm like, but you know, if God gave me a choice of the role, booking the commercial or heaven, I choose being translated home to heaven.
Amen.
But if I'm going to be here a couple days, and then I'll film my role. Book it, film it, and then I'll go to heaven. But if it's the choice, I'm choosing heaven because I can have my acting career in heaven. I don't care about this earth. I choose Jesus. I choose Father God.
Amen.
Amen.
You got it. So, I have stuff from Mary
Beth. So, does
Beth.
Anyone have any cool experiences or words?
Just Mary Beth from, yeah, I'm caught, but, you know, I want to talk, if you want to, you know, talk first before we get into that, that's fine.
Yeah.
I also have Lana, but there's just a couple of paragraphs I wanted to read. Yeah, go ahead.
Michelle and everybody, I was talking to Jason last night from RCC, and he's in the chat room today. His girlfriend got saved, by the way, so I think everybody's already heard that. Yeah,
Kareem.
Actually, I have that pulled up to read at some point.
Cool.
It's
yeah,
great.
You can read that.
Great.
We'll talk about that when Jerry reads it. But
okay.
Yeah, it was cool because when I talked to Jason, he watches the events very closely too, and is, you know, a stickler for the details. But he was noticing that, you know, because there's that mid-trip sign. Everybody knows about that, where the woman with the 12 stars around her head, and that is actually a specific date. It's September. I think 21st, 2017. So that's
actually 20th of September 2017. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's actually in the heavens. You know, it's actually in. Everyone knows it's in the heavens. It's an actual stellarium, constellation thing, whatever. So, but there's also the beast, the woman and the dragon, which would be the Israel would be the woman, the dragon would be the Antichrist, him going after her, and that's also in the constellation thing as well. In the heavens on a specific date, but those were supposed to bring back, you know, if you go back, if you take the middle tribulation sign, you go back 3.5 years, you get the start of the trib, and both of those dates take us back to like close to April. Well, we already passed April, but so I was kind of always wondering what's going on with that. But then Jason kind of brought up to me that you know, have you noticed that the events are happening after the signs, you know? And he's right, because when the red blood moon happened, I told God, I don't understand, why did the war not happen on the red blood moon? You said these are signs for Israel. I want to know why. What's going on? The Lord told me later that day, he said, it has not happened yet, but I promise you it will happen afterwards. It will happen still. I said, okay, I'm trusting you. And sure enough, bam, we got the war. So it looks like these red blood moons are happening, and then the events are happening afterwards, shortly afterwards, within a few months. So look, this mid-trip sign is probably a few months late, like Jason was saying, and the woman and the dragon. So that points to the fact that the tribulation has to start sometime in August or September. So probably September.
Oh, Keith,
so,
Judy's telling me that to tell you that Karen is listening now and that she got
Kareem.
Saved yesterday. So
yeah.
Or Kareem, yeah.
Kareem, yeah. We love you, Kareem. Welcome.
Love you, honey. Welcome.
Family.
Welcome to the family.
Yeah.
Welcome, Kareem.
Welcome, honey.
No, Green is our awesome sister in Christ right now.
Wow,
we,
great.
The gifts that, we'll talk, Jerry can read that later, but the gifts that God told me that she had was, this morning he was sharing with me a few more things about her. She's got the gift of knowledge. But the really cool thing that I had told Jason what I got about her, and then Jason verifies that Green got the gift of higher knowledge, like the mysteries of God. Like God was showing me that he was pouring like a water. He showed me he poured this water glass, water into her mind, and it can, and in the water was a little words of God, the Bible. The words were all filtering little letters through, and that she would get higher things of God, mysteries of God. And then Jason had said she had like a vision of some angels in heaven. So she's truly getting these mysteries of God already. So this is really exciting. So Kareem, when you get these things, please share them with us, because we want to know all the good stuff you get. We're all excited, mm-hmm. and we all want to know.
And we're
so
happy,
yes.
to both family, Emily and Jason and Kareem.
Yeah, exactly, Tom.
Yeah,
yes, whole family saved. Praise hey. God.
Wow, super.
I know, it is cool. And it was all recent, too. But yeah, those were the two signs that Jason kind of woke me up to, because I was thinking, well, I don't understand why they didn't happen. Then he was like, well, you notice, Keith, the events are happening after the sign. So we're still, you know, and like Jason said, which is totally true, those signs cannot change. The mid-trip sign that's in the, you know, in the sky, in the heavens, that cannot change. That's not movable. So the fact that the tribulation is going to start probably in September, maybe August, probably September. So that's what I got to share on that, because things are going to happen. They're already in motion, and they're going to happen already. So, you know, there's no more delay. There's just no more delay. Israel has 16,000 more troops called up now. Israel's getting way out of control in a good way, but they're just thoroughly trying to find their location of where they have the bases of their technology centers, which are mostly into the hospitals of different places. So they're trying to get Hamas's networks, you know, and Hamas has still got a lot of tunnels there that they're you know, now Hezbollah is tied in with them, and then, of course, Iran is supplying them, as we all know. So, and then Iran was calling for all the Arab nations to join them in this fight against Israel. So this is, remember, God told me that this war will spill into Damascus, which is Psalm 83, and then he told me it'd be the peace treaty war, where there'll be a peace treaty after that, and then the Gog-Magog war. So he's definitely showing me all this stuff, you know. So anyways, whoever else wants to talk.
Yeah.
Well, I Rosemary just put in the chat that they're working on a 72-hour ceasefire over there. And I just saw that before I logged into the show. And one aspect of that apparently is going to be that the Israelis' military are going to stay in Gaza during the ceasefire. Well, I mean, you know, strategically, that's what you have to do.
Yeah.
However, just like you mentioned, the tunnels, Keith, and all these things, they're going to be really sitting ducks for attacks, sneak attacks, under those circumstances. It's going to be a tremendous challenge for them.
Yeah.
And I think it's pretty fair to say they're going to lose some people during this so-called ceasefire if they do it.
The ceasefires, though, are also helping Hamas a lot, though, because they're allowing, because, you know, Israel's cleaning the slate with them. But it's allowing Hamas to go back to Iran and get, Iran's, okay, here's the weapons, restock your stuff. You know, it's really actually helping Hamas a whole lot as well, because they're able to restock their weapons, get totally supplied up, because you know they're losing, but they're not when the ceasefire is, because all of a sudden, now they've got high-tech weapons and blah, blah, blah. It's all, everybody's stockpiling them. And so now Israel has to come back with a higher level of wiping them out kind of thing. And Obama, as we already know, he hates Israel. We all know that. He's a liar. But anyway, he's demanding that they stop because, before he was not interested in Israel, couldn't visit Israel. But now all of a sudden he's highly interested in Israel, calling them on the phone, being rude and disrespectful to Netanyahu, and demanding that they stop fighting. He's supplying, he told them that Qatar and Turkey would take care of the ceasefire, and they would go ahead and help with the ceasefire and with the negotiations. And in reality, they're against them. They're against Israel, so give me a break. But yeah, that whole thing is just, it's almost laughable. But again, this is the war. This is finally it. This is the one that it's not going to stop. God told me the soldiers are not going home. This is it. So pack your bag. We're going home. We'll see you all in the air, because this is happening. You can see it's exploding. It's getting crazy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm. Amen.
Right, Tana? Right, Rita Walker?
Rita Walker. We're going to get that name right. Yes, right.
Tana's doing good in her career. We're excited for her. We all agree she'll get big residual checks like she just got recently, so this is good.
Oh, cool.
I know.
Yeah.
Well.
So, go ahead, Pat, or what were you saying?
Yeah, I have Mary Beth. This is a very, it's only a few paragraphs because I wanted to get to Lana later on, but I think you'll like what Jesus is saying. Evening of July 25th, he says, more today. My shepherd stands with his sheep and takes them across the road with his rod and staff leading the way. Follow him, child, all my children, as he now finishes as your guide and delivers you safely home. Here I reside, and so shall you now. Ready yourself, my watchman, on the wall, for your watch now comes to a close. Good job, my faithful children, for soon you arrive safely and right on time, my perfect time. Settle your hearts now, settle the scores. And he says, this is not a contest of who hears me more or who hears me less. It is who I know my words will reach and how many ears will hear. You must believe what I have sent you to find. Only I could have closed the gaps you may have fallen through, landing in a different place than you are now. I brought you here to bring you home, all of you, my children. This is so good. Your sons, your daughters, your mothers, and your fathers now walk to the station to wait your arrival. They will be the first faces you see as you take your first steps in heaven, where you now reside. I am the giver of good gifts. I am the God the enemy would have you believe as I excite in your... Oh, I am not the God the enemy would have you believe. As I excite in you, your happiness and smile, I give you this word now, children, so you see I hold all promises, and I keep what I have made with you, for I have loved you before you were born. Mourn not for loved ones gone. They rejoice now that they are here with me and are singing me high praises now for what I do. The new wind blows now, and I am that wind. The bells of heaven now ring with alarm as my word comes to its conclusion. A new story waits to be written, and your name shall be spoken as those of old. Is that cool or what? Oh, my gosh.
Awesome.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
Oh, just one thing, one more. I forgot this one. Daughter, this is good. This is only a few sentences. I can't leave this out. Daughter, dig your feet in. Remove the noise of confusion. So you watch. Time is fulfilled as the watchman you are. Well, of course, it's a whole bunch of people that are. I say, watch now. This is good. I say, watch now, for my clock has turned, and it now sets at the 12th hour. Judgment time for many. Separation to the United States is they and their land will be divided, for those who led my once beloved country are no longer of me. They, too, are workers of iniquity, awaiting for their crowns to rule. Pray for her and my beloved Israel as her walls too come tumbling down. Watch the pavement break and become brittle. See my hand punish what was warned, and watch over as my wrath surely holds back my written word no longer, and now all shall reap what they sow. Dear.
Yep. Unfortunately,
wow.
They are in for a bit of judgment, no doubt about it. Just like here, for most of us. Not us personally, obviously. Hey, Michelle, I think it's a good time to read Jason's testimony. This is Corinne on the line. I'm really happy, by the way, to know how to pronounce Corinne's name, because I wasn't sure whether it was Corinne or Corinne.
Such a pretty name.
Okay, so Jason wrote a letter, a testimony, basically, and this really covers his family. He goes into a little bit of detail, but it's really great because it just shows you how in such a short period of time people have really been touched and the power of God's really been moving and meeting people where they're at, and people are meeting him, and it's really awesome. Okay, so it says, "Hi, Judy. I just wanted to send you a quick email regarding Corinne's salvation. I know we discussed this late last night in chat, but as always, I like to send you an email whenever something significant happens. As you know, I've been witnessing to Corinne for quite some time. Several members in the RCC have been praying for her as well. There's been a lot of collective planning and watering going on. God's divine plan for her salvation came to fruition Wednesday night. As you know, a few nights prior, she asked for a dream from God, and he gave her a warning dream of being left behind and taken to a FEMA camp. There was a lot of information in this dream. By the grace of God, he enabled me to interpret the dream. I emailed Keith for confirmation, and we received the same interpretation. At this point, God was beginning to get her attention. She wanted to speak with Keith, and they spoke on the phone Wednesday afternoon. The conversation is very productive and inspired by the Holy Spirit." I'm scrolling here. "Last night, all four of us, Corinne, Jason, Emily, and myself, were up in the game room talking about something unrelated to Christianity. Corinne then suggested we have a nightly Bible study where each one of us takes a turn reading scripture. So I told her, why not right now? So I grabbed the nearest Bible and began to read out of 1 John and teach as led by the Holy Spirit. I then began to witness to Corinne for about 30 minutes with her kids present. After I finished witnessing to her, she said she was ready to truly receive the Lord. We all stood in a circle and joined hands. She prayed the prayer of salvation and then hugged her son, daughter, and me. She immediately said that she felt different. I told her the Lord just came into your life. I must say, all glory to God. I hammered, then passed the hammer to Keith. Keith hammered, and the hammer was passed back to me, and I hammered some more. It was a tag team effort. But one thing I have come to realize is that none of this would have been possible had I not been led to the RCC. So thank you, Judy, Tana, Katie, and anyone else who started this show back in January. For all those who have prayed for this family, I'm truly grateful. Within 3 months, all three have been saved. Again, all glory to God, the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. Emily on May 6th, Jason July 24th, and Corinne July 30th. What seems impossible with man is possible with God. All things are possible for those who believe in him. Well, my love to you and all the RCC. So, really, really powerful testimony and experience for Jason and Corinne. And the other Jason and Emily, and God has been powerfully moving within our group consistently. You know, how cool that Keith and Jason got the same dream interpretation, and these are the kinds of things to help move us forward.
Yeah.
And then.
It was wonderful. I had such a wonderful talk with Corinne, because when she was talking to me, I told her, just call me, and, you know, God gave me some gifts. I'll be able to see into your mind and your heart and see what's going on. And I just felt like there was a Corinne that had so much love in her heart, and but that Corinne was gone. I mean, she was like, the door was closed, and, you know, and I was like, we got to bring that Corinne back. We want her back. And so that was what I was getting with her. You know, where is that Corinne again, where happiness and peace are not not there anymore. We need to bring that back. And then, you know, and it was good. I was very direct with her. I really direct about things. I don't mince words, and I say, this is it. You know, and Corrine really opened her heart, and I'm just so excited because she's such a smart woman, boy. And she's got some real mind. God just kept showing me her mind over and over. She really has a mind for higher things. So she's going to come up with some, God's going to give her some amazing things about the mysteries of God, and I really hope, Corrine, you'll share them with us. We would love to hear them. We always encourage new people to, you know, call in and share everything that they want here, that they get from God. It's exciting. So I'm really, really happy, and I was super thankful to God that I could be a part of it, as well as RCC for support and prayers. And I mean, that's pretty much a miracle to get three people saved that quickly, you know.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Now we expect all our people in our lives to be saved that we want, right? We all agree on that. We all got to
live.
Amen.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Well, welcome aboard, Corrine. Thank you for letting us share your story. Appreciate it. Hey, Michelle, I also have a testimony from Roman, who he wanted Judy to read, but her phone is acting up. So anyway, yeah, that was a really great story. It's going to be the different gifts that are in that household right now with Jason, they're going to yield a lot of fruit, I think. It's going to be really interesting. They're going to be able to work together in very powerful ways. Very powerful ways. It's going
to
be
very
cool.
We expect them to share all that stuff with us on RCC. We get blessed by it. We want blessings abounding, health and money and everything.
Yep. Michelle, is it okay if I go ahead and read Roman's experience? It's not too long.
Oh, yes, please.
Okay. This is from Roman. I went to London yesterday, and it was amazing. What I do in London all depends on what the Holy Spirit leads me to do. I was in a really chilled out mood, so I was just led to hand out some leaflets and help the poor and speak to a few people. But what I mainly wanted to say to you is a big and wonderful thank you for all the kind donations that people sent out and the powerful prayers that many people prayed. Glory to God. I wouldn't have been able to do this without all of your wonderful support. So many homeless people got loads of food to eat and blessings, and one even got a hostel to stay in for the night. Many seeds were sown deep into their souls. I am not saying all this to glorify myself, but to glorify God and give him thanks, and give thanks to all of you. No credit goes to me, but all to God. I love you, family. I'll see you soon in heaven with Jesus. Glory to God.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That's a good work.
So great to hear. I know. Bearing lots of fruit for the Lord, and that's what I was telling
Corrine. He sure is.
Corrine. You know, it's all about, like I was telling Corrine, after you're saved, you know, it's not about sitting on a log like most lukewarm Christians think. It's about bearing fruit, always advancing God's kingdom over our own. And it's a simple way by saying, God, what can I do for you today? That's the simplest way to bear fruit for the Lord. And you're building your mansion in heaven, literally, floor by floor, while you do it. So Roman's going to have a big mansion. We're going to go visit him, hang out, and party with him in heaven as well.
Right, right. You know, and not every day is easy. You know, we're confronted with challenges and things, but we need to just always remember that the confidence we have in what he's shown us and hang on to that through the tough times as well as the good times.
Okay. Judy just sent me a message here. Jason had asked if we can play telephone on Corrine.
Oh, sure.
So, yeah, we can play telephone on her.
Great idea.
Yeah.
Let's see, we could play a short song first, and then after the song, we'll play telephone on her.
Thank you.
All right. Let's see. Words for Corrine. So far, I'm getting that Corrine, you will do amazing things in God's kingdom, and that he is very proud of you. And let's see. Rosemary in chat is getting, you are chosen for such a time as this. Make no mistake. I have so many wonderful things waiting for you. I love you dearly. And let's see, Stacy is getting, my daughter, rest in me. I have much to say to you in the stillness. I am near and will build you up and give you peace that pass all understanding.
I have one.
Okay.
Corrine, welcome, beautiful flower. You will grow in my kingdom for, I'm going to read my writing. You will grow in my kingdom forever, delighting me with rare fragrance and beauty, a true delight to my heart. You have all my love, your Jesus.
I have something very short. It's very surprising. He just said, tell her she speaks for me.
Nice.
And I expected him to say more than that or explain it a little bit, and he didn't. And what he gave me was the understanding that either now or at some point in the future, that will have a meaning for her.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Corrine, if you're not sure, you're not sure what that means right now, then just try to remember that. That he said, tell her she speaks for me.
Yes.
So try to remember that, and that will, I think, be an encouragement at the right moment.
I got a word.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord mostly showed me, he told me two things about you, Corrine. He said, strained and overcomer. So he said, if I could describe Corrine as a quality, he said, strength. She's like a fortress. She's strong. She's an overcomer. She never quits. She's just really, really strong. So, and I could see that when I looked into your spirit. He showed me that. You're a fortress. You don't give up. All the stuff you've been through, she's been through a lot, has made you strong. And what's one thing about you is you're like a rock and you don't give up, and you're going to be a great overcomer for everything that's going on now, because we're all overcomers, and you're going to be an extra strong one to get right into the kingdom. So,
right. Great.
Let's see. Roman and Chad is getting, many things await you, daughter. And let's see, that is all he heard. He was feeling God tell him that he has a lot planned for her.
Great. I'm getting the name Esther, like an Esther. Strong.
I have for Corrine, my daughter Corrine is a blessing to me, the apple of my eye. She makes me smile. She has a strong spirit, and I think you said something about her stubbornness makes him smile. Not sure if I heard her properly, but because I don't know anything about her. He says, I love her. I have been waiting for her to turn to me. Patiently waiting. Thank you for choosing me. You will do well in my kingdom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jason is saying in chat, wow, guys, she is listening and so thankful for all these words.
Great. We love
you. Let's see. Judy just typed in something. Corrine, enjoy fellowship with me. I love you. Don't be distracted by the things of this world. I can't wait to share my heart with you.
I said I've been waiting for her to turn to me. I've been waiting for her to turn my life to me, is what he says.
I think Judy put in a little more there, Michelle.
Oh, okay. Spend time with me. I like to be involved in all you do. Invite me into your activities.
Little Emily says she loves your voice, Mama Pat.
Oh, thank you. You know, that's a gift that, you know, I'm like the dummy dude, the retard of the girl, so to speak. But if I know, if that's the gift I have, then God gave me that gift to just speak for him also, you know, to encourage and uplift. So however he can use me, I'm here for all you guys. I'm here for him because I love y'all so much. There's not another family on earth like this, guys.
Roman
there isn't.
Time,
yeah.
Whatever that means.
What?
I said, Roman says, Kareen, it's time, whatever that means.
Yeah, well, it's time, all right. I'm going to fly, honey.
Time to be with him, with Jesus.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, honey. Amen. Yeah.
And with that, I'm going to play another song.
Okay.
Blood will dry underneath my nails, and the wind will rise up to fill my sails. So you can doubt and you can hate, but I know no matter what it takes, I'm coming home. I'm coming home, tell the world I'm coming home. Let the rain wash away all the pain of yesterday. I know my kingdom awaits, and they've forgiven my mistakes. I'm coming home, I'm coming home, tell the world I'm coming. Still far away from where I belong, but it's always darkest before the dawn. So you can doubt and you can hate, but I know no matter what it takes, I'm coming home.
Praise you, we worship you, we love you.
Do you want me to read the message that I had from the Lord? I had sent it to a few of you. I got it this morning at
yes.
about 6.
Oh, yeah,
definitely. Yeah, it's real short. Yeah, but yeah. I thought maybe it'll uplift somebody. I was at the table, and I just felt he wanted to for me to write something. So I, again, paper and pencil, here we go. He says, Pat, can you understand? I know you are upset. And he's talking about all of us, with everything going on in the world. that I feel your pain and sorrow as you try to enter into mine. I understand your tears. How could I not? You have entered deeply into my life. And he's talking about all of us. And I am the center zenith in yours. May you always reflect my light in all you think, say, and do. Try, even amidst your tears, for your suffering brothers and sisters. For indeed there is much suffering in the world right now. No, I see all time at a glance, and I know of these very days, these times that cause you and others so many tears. You are not alone. Let us console each other. I know you're Jesus. And that's for all of us.
Aw, so sweet.
So I hope that helps somebody. I can read Lana another time because her messages are kind of lengthy. And I read the other thing before, so, you know. And I don't want to read them fast to get through with them. So maybe tomorrow night I'll read one from her. Because I'm sure it's 8:22 already. Yeah.
If we're here.
If, right, yes.
Yeah, if.
Yeah, I have peace. It's one more day to reach a soul, and that's how but, you know, sometimes, I don't know yet about others, but I get terrible loneliness, like, it's like when, and sometimes, as I say, he comes from alive from that picture, when his eyes just change right at and looking at me, and all I can say is, when, don't be upset because I say when, I'm so lonely, we're so lonely to be with you. When I speak for me, I'm speaking for all of us, and I think he just loves to hear that, I'm lonely for you, when are you coming, I want to be with you, and, you know, he drinks that in. He's so sensitive. He says, I'm the most sensitive of all men that, you know, just every little thing you say to me, you can't imagine how it affects me, you know. So it's so beautiful that we can console him, you know, that we can give to him and let him be in our arms and let his tears fall in our heart and we can hold him. And that's what I do through the day, and I know you guys do it too. I just hold my arms out and say, here, put your head on my shoulder. Like Carol said yesterday, just put your head on my shoulder and cry and do whatever you, I'm here to hold you. Maybe I don't understand everything, you know, everything, but I'm going to look at you like I do understand, and if there's no words expressed between us, you know with all my heart that I want to console you.
Yeah, that just makes me want to love him more.
Yes. He loves to be loved. He loves our love. He loves our faithfulness. When most people have turned their backs, we've got his back, so to speak, you know. And we're there for him. And he loves that we're there for him. You know, we're there for him. That's so, so special to him, guys. You have no idea. Don't ever underestimate the power of prayers. Don't ever underestimate your union with him, that you console him, you know, because he loves that. Every time you say, Jesus, I love you, I know I have faults and miseries, but not for that do you let go of your embrace, and not for that do I walk away. You know, he's got us. He's got us. And he's not going to let go. He said, and he and I, he says, oh, he says, how I want to keep you in my arms all the time. He says, I wish I would just never leave. And he says, when you go out to other people and places, he says, I just want to throw the fowler's net over you and keep you in the Christ consciousness, to keep you. Be more at home with me when you go out and have to have a lovely family time or whatever. Don't forget me. Through the visit, tell me you love me. How sweet is that? How sweet. What a sweet God. What a sweet God, man. You know? He loves to be loved. He loves to be remembered. Never let go of your first love. Yeah. Yeah.
It's a relationship. It's a real relationship.
Yeah. It's about believing in your heart and not just in your head.
Right. Exactly. You hit it. It's heart talk, not lip service. Yeah. And that's what he's looking for. We give him our hearts. You know, we mean what we say, and we say what we mean from the depth of us, no matter how little or simple or imperfect we are. God is overlooking all of that. In the way of divine love, he says, a soul can be full of miseries and still love me to folly. He meaning that he's looking at the love. He says, tell me you love me. One time she was going to sleep, he said, before you go to sleep, tell me one more time that you love me. I mean, what a precious God. What a precious Jesus we have. That he's so sensitive to every mark of love. You know? Oh, he says sometimes, he said to her, what if I just created you to console me? You don't have to do anything else, but just in your earth time, love me. Like, keep your arms around me. Tell me you love me. He says, don't you think I have souls like that? You know, he does. He's got us. And that's why I love this RCC group family, because you are the living book of he and I, of all the tenderness and forgiveness and love and compassion and mercy and kindness and sensitivity, everything that Jesus is, everything that Jesus wants us to know about him, everything he wants us to be to him. You're living he and I book. That's why I just am like, wow, I've got this beautiful family. They get it. Get it, Jesus. Yes, yeah. You guys got it. Yeah. Not everybody does. So this is a very special family. Yeah. You get it. And Jesus is thrilled that you get it, because you're giving back to him all the love that he wants from you with no measures. No measures. He looks at the purity of intention. He doesn't look at the thing you're thinking, saying, doing. Why? Why did you say that? Why did you think that? Why did you do that? Does this show me that you love me? Can you say that you did this because you love me? It can be a simple thing. It can be a great thing, or anywhere in between. Did you do it because you love me? That's how we have our days. I'm doing this because I love you. I did something very simple today. I was doing the garden. I said, I'm doing this because I love you. That's what he wants. Simple little actions of the day. I'm doing this because I love you. I'm making your kingdom a little better because I'm choosing to love you. Just simple things. Keep it simple just for the moment. Simply love him no matter what you're doing. Try. Because he loves it. He loves it, guys. And that's what he's looking for. True love from the heart. Total sincerity. Yeah.
You know, Pat, I see Judy making a comment. We're all here volunteering, he pure church. And while we were doing some things, I looked up Corrine's name, and it means pure.
Oh, great. Beautiful. That's a beautiful name, Corrine. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
I looked up my name. It says, you're pregnant.
Wow.
I nearly threw over. Well, that was true.
No. Yeah, that's wild.
That's wild. Isn't that wild? Patricia, I think every other woman in the world has that name, but it means you are pregnant. You are pregnant.
Roman's name means wild animal. And that's kind of wild.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
Imagine?
Yeah. So I looked up the Jewish name.
Don't tell anybody that. Yeah.
Yisraela. Yisraela is my Jewish name.
We have 5 more seconds.
Okay, and the bride says.
Come,
Lord, come
love
get
you,
us.
Jesus.
Love you,
everybody.
Love you.
Love you, Jesus.
Love you. I love you.
Love you, guys. Love you, Corrine. Welcome aboard.
Thank you, Jerry, Roman, Judy. Love you all.
Love you all, you guys.
You guys
so
up in the air.
Name. I love you all.
Love you,
love you
all
in the air.
In the air.
Okay, honey.
Bye.
Okay, baby.
Bye,
take care.
Jesus,
I'll talk
love
to you soon.
All. Bye.
Either up there or whatever. Hopefully up there. Bye-bye, babies. Bye-bye. Love you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.